Mitchell commissioners passed a resolution Monday to send to the local government commission requesting the authority to raise capital funding through private placement financing for the purpose of building a new jail for the county. Chuck Vines, county manager, explains.
We have to show our ability to repay the monies that we want to borrow, and they in turn give us the go-ahead to be able to contact these banks, financial institutions, to see about setting up an account to be able to borrow money to be able to construct the facility. At this month's board meeting, when that came up, a motion was made by Commissioner Byrd, which was seconded by Commissioner Phillips, and it was voted on, and the vote on that issue was 3-2. Jim Saylor and Mike Hinchley both voted against the application process to the OGC. An application that goes to the OGC has to be there 30 days in advance of their meeting date. They meet the first Tuesday of each month and make decisions on applications that they've received for that previous month.
Chuck Vines is the Mitchell County manager. The projected cost of building the jail is $6 million. Manager Vines says this may require a tax increase. In September 2007, Mitchell commissioners met in special session to accept an offer from USDA to finance the project, but only when the project is completed. That means USDA will pay off money owed to those lending institutions the county borrowed from to construct the jail, and then finance a low-interest loan with the county. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.